Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everybody. Not talking to you, I'm talking to my fans. They're not your fans. They're my fans. Hello everybody. Now this is peculiar. So, click and subscribe please, I'm begging you. Good morning Anne. Good morning Paul. Lots of sympathy headed your way. I'm 2 weeks clean but still very knackered, dizzy off and off. Hope you're normal. What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. Unless you must be talking to somebody in the chat that was there before. That is understandable. Harsh, Daniel, Paul, lovely to have you on board. I've just had a great email that's made me laugh a lot. Long COVID. Okay. Paulie with the COVID. I understand. It is not pleasant. It's very exhausting. I'm so lucky that when I had it, it was out, you know, after a while. Nice to have you here, everybody. So we're doing it on my telephone because I got home when I went to put some muffins in the toaster and the toaster wasn't working. And I need to set this so we can't be disturbed. Good. Because if I get a phone call that ends the stream. So I thought, hang on, there's the fuse gone. So I went to the fuse box to check the fuses. The fuses had not gone. Did not butter my muffin because I didn't even get a chance to cook it.
Didn't even brown it.
Then I remembered I'd had a letter from the electricity board a couple of weeks ago saying that there's going to be no electricity on August the 4th today. But I don't remember the times and I threw the letter away. So,
But as I drove over, there was a man up a cherry picker holding up the traffic, and also
I didn't see that guy.
Snipping at a wire.
I didn't. Well, he's cut the electricity. So there's no electricity. So we're doing it on the phone. There's a child there, not my one. Where's the other child?
She's dead. In the other room. She's
dead. She's dead.
She's not.
Okay. So we're doing it on my phone now. If the power comes, my phone is not particularly charged. Exactly. Oh no, indeed. So, if the power comes back, we'll jump to the computer. But if the power doesn't come back, we just sit on here for a couple of hours until we see what happens. So this is not quite the show I was expecting to be. This has been a real makeshift week this week.
It's been cobbled together.
So Roger says, good morning, Catherine. Roger's
good morning.
A Catherine Bumlick.
Good morning,
a KBL.
Roger.
I was asked to go on GB News. I'm not going to go on the Twitter and call them out. I'm not going to reply saying I'd rather eat my own balls.
But you would.
Well, you know, if I needed the money, I'd do it. You know, I have no problem going on there if I needed the money. But at this precise moment in time, I don't need the money. But I'm not going to be rude to someone doing that. I'm going to be rude to a woman doing her job. There's no point in that. So I'm just going to ignore it. But I thought it was funny being asked to go on GB News. It's made my day. It's the first time. It's made my day. So that's where we're at. God, why have we got so many viewers on a show that's being done on my phone? How will we know if the electricity comes back?
The kids will let us know. They'll suddenly jolt into life. Yeah, they will. They'll get some Wi-Fi and then they'll be happy. I love the sneaking, the heavy-footed sneaking.
A stick.
Sorry?
There's a stick.
And it's got little pointy things on the
end. Oh, it's a cat stick, but I think Big Boy ripped the end off.
It's not in
the Big Boy ejects.
Your power will return between 3:30 and 4:30, according to UK Power Networks. Thanks, Harsh.
Gosh.
Well, then we're on the phone. We're on the phone, but it's already given me handache holding it.
Can you not prop it up against something?
No.
Okay.
So, Big Boy, don't play with that, mate. Or sit on it. Okay, or have a bath while you're sat on it. So today's show is going to be a little bit more improvised than we were expecting. This is not private, I think. What? I think this is set. Did I not set this to unlisted? I thought I'd set this to unlisted, but I always struggle. No. Wait, no.
Yes.
Oh, that's your cable. That's why it's chewed up. Okay.
Yeah, you know what happened with that?
Go on.
It's quite long, and I had it in my car, and I had it dangling out of the door as I drove on.
Okay. 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 So this puts us in a strange predicament. We can't watch anything. Do you know what? I could have done it on my laptop, but I didn't. So we're here. So I don't really know what to say or do.
Do we want to do an AMA?
I don't know what that means.
Ask me anything.
Yeah, well, so here's sorry?
Q&A.
An AMA. Ask me anything.
Question and answers.
I don't know what Q&A stands for.
Or truth or dare.
Here we go.
We're doing truth or dare.
We will answer any questions. Any questions? Cuppy says, Ian, do you remember Rise, and are you aware of The Big Breakfast returning? Hope you're doing well and enjoying your video.
Robert, no.
I do remember Rise. I do remember Rise. I wasn't very well during the making of Rise. I was very ill. And I look back as that as one of... So is it unlisted? There are private, there is unlisted, and there is public. Which of those is it? So I look back on Rise as one of the great wasted opportunities. I had a year to make something special and make a lot of money, and I did neither of those things. So that's a real shame. This is not a balcony shirt. Catherine bought me this. This is just general.
It's the Beatles. It's the actual Beatles.
Brown sauce or ketchup on a cooked fried breakfast. Ketchup every single time.
No, it depends what we're having. Is it going to be like sausages? Is it going to be black pudding? If it's meat heavy, then I want brown.
It's public. In that case, I apologise. I thought I'd set it to unlisted. When you stream from your phone, you have to set up the link on your phone. You can't set it up on the computer. That's why we have to do a different link. Because you can't set it up on a computer and then stream from the phone. You have to set it up from the phone. So I apologise. This was meant to be unlisted. Last night's show didn't tape for some reason either.
Ooh.
Nelly says, Catherine, how tightly do you want to hug Rebecca Vardy?
I don't know her.
Cuppy says, thank you for your answering my question. Do you follow football? No. Isolation Creations. Hey, guys. Ian and Catherine, what's your most embarrassing moment on stage as an actor? I'm hoping for a student theatre story. Most embarrassing. I mean, doing stand-up when it go. You know, I remember doing stand-up one night and I was booked to do like 20 minutes. And it went so badly that I finished after about 4 minutes. I rattled through everything. And it was so short that the compere wasn't even there. He was upstairs having a fag. And so I just walked off stage to silence. And no one rushed on stage, you know, so it was just awful. And I then jumped in my car and drove home without even collecting pay.
I was invited to to compere an evening of fireworks. Quite a big one. Loads and loads of people. In Bedfordshire, when I was kind of a young presenter. It was the first one of those I'd ever done. and I had to go on and introduce ABBA Magic. And so I stood on the stage and I got everyone like pumped, ready for ABBA Magic to come on. I went, ladies and gentlemen, ABBA Magic. Crowd went wild. Crowd went slightly less wild. Nothing happened. Crowd was quiet. I'm looking around. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ABBA Magic. And then a whisper from the side of the stage. You're going to have to come off so they can come on. So I went, yeah, they'll be on in a minute. Donk, as I left the microphone. No one had told me that they came on to, they had the lights right. Go down and went.
When I, no one told me. When I introduced The Who, though, there was 5 minutes. And they're not just one of the best rock and roll bands in the world, the best rock and roll band in the world, The Who. But then they didn't go on for 5 minutes. That's fine. That's their problem. That's their problem.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Alistair watched on Talk TV last night, and anyone mentioned, she just said, I've got nothing against them. Oh, okay, right, that was it. So if you missed it, I was asked to go on GB News today, and I will not be going on GB News. What's your favourite food? Roast lamb.
Fish.
Charlie Miller, oi oi Savaloys, listening in the car home on the way home from an interview. I hope it went well. Chilled sofa stream. I've got no electricity in the house. So we're doing it on my phone until the battery dies.
Alistair says, do you both like hot curry? I don't like any food that is a like an episode of Banzai. Anything that requires effort, anything that requires some sort of endurance, I'm out. I don't think it's fun. I don't get it.
I tend not to. I go for a patia now, which is my favourite, which is fairly hot. But it's bearable. It's a young man's game. It's a young drinking man's game, having the hot, hot curry. Just had the flat valued, said Richard. Can go on market for over twice as much as I bought it for in 99. Yes, mate.
But does that translate into a better prospect for the one you're going to buy? Or does it just mean, is it all just bumped up?
Chaz Bloody Miller. Yes, I've said that. Did other shows on talk radio turn a bit fash on their own accord, or did the station ask them to go that way? The station, well, James Whale is a journeyman, and he will do whatever he thinks needs to be done. I mean, he was always a bit of a right-wing prick, but with a sense of humour, but now he's just an arsehole. Also, I'm so sorry, I'm swearing and you're sat there. I do apologise. So he's a journeyman. He will do whatever is required. And that's something I could never do. I could never do. Clive Bull is a journeyman, but in the best possible way. He excels at whatever it is he is required to do.
And they started to introduce different people, didn't they, along the way? So there wasn't a massive switch for a lot of them. It was just gradual replacement of people who were... I mean, it started out as a kind of... there was a comedy lineup, wasn't it? It was lighthearted. It was supposed to be cheeky.
Yeah.
It wasn't massively political. If it was political, it was ripping the piss. And then those people sort of started to get replaced with people that the sun liked.
Well, I knew it was game over when, who's that man that's really racist on Twitter, can say racist things in restaurant reviews?
Giles Corran.
Once Giles Corran came on, and I didn't really know who he was, and I listened one night, and it was him, and he wasn't good enough to host it on his own, so he had Mark Dolan in. And I'd always gotten well with Mark Dolan. This was before The Masked. I'd always gotten quite well with Mark. We crossed paths at various Channel 4 things. And he was super, super nice to us.
Yeah.
Overly nice to us, I now recognise that as. But once I heard that they'd got someone who wasn't strong enough to host a show on their own, and I heard what Dolan was really like, and I heard what Giles Corran was really like, and then I Googled Giles Corran, I thought, okay, well, that's this game is over. this is the end. The end is in sight. Thank you very much indeed. So that was when I knew. Most underrated guitarist in your opinion in any genre? For me, it's Mick Ronson, says Jimmy. Well, I would suggest Mick Ronson.
He's rated, isn't he?
Oh, his guitarist is rated. I do think Townsend is better than Clapton. I mean, Townsend is rated, but I would suggest he's better than Clapton. I'll go Stephen Page. No, I'll go James Taylor. James Taylor. Not a lead guitarist, but just that folk style finger picking stuff. I'm going James Taylor.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She can play.
Yes, she can. Jamie says, I'm at the best summer fair in the country at the moment. You're keeping me sane. Okay. Toby says, your old shows with LBC are pure classics, Broski. Thank you very much indeed. Richard, we're planning to move up north where homes are cheaper.
Boom, okay. All right, great.
Don't need your life story.
No, I did ask whether it would translate that extra money would be able to be put into a bigger house or whether it just everyone's moving.
Yeah, I know. You're being polite. You didn't really want to know.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Was Ian Collins always right wing? I used to like him. Yes, he was. He was. And he was one of those people when he was on LBC who would say, look, everyone thinks I'm right wing. I'm not right wing. Anyway, Margaret Thatcher did this and it was great. He's one of those people that go, I'm not right wing. And then would put forward the most obnoxious. Do you remember that? I was thinking that night, remember when he came in and he was steaming drunk?
Mm.
He's like walking really slowly. And I went, all right, Ian. And he looked at me and was looking at me like that. I went, it's Ian Lee. Oh, right. You're doing any TV in the future? No. Latecomer, are you hiding in the fridge? Yes. It's not a power cut. They cut off the electrically. Roger, even though I often didn't agree with Whale, I used to love him, but now I just can't listen. It makes me feel sad. I've not listened to anyone since I left Talk. I listened to 10 minutes of Christo and just went, oh, my God. But I couldn't listen to James for the last year of him being there. I thought he was obnoxious. I called him a C once because he was really rude about a caller and said, you should go and listen to Ian's show. It's a kid's show. You like that? And we fell out. But I couldn't listen to him for the last year because he was on the turn. No, from Greta Fumbags, when he was calling a 16-year-old girl Greta Fumbags, that for me was like, that is a big old line you've jumped across there.
They started getting guests in that I thought were arseholes.
Oh, that and Piers Corbyn, when he had Piers Corbyn in as well. And I thought, you cannot treat this guy like a funny old man because he's dangerous. I didn't realise how dangerous Piers Corbyn would be. But I knew he was dangerous. Alistair, Ian, will you be able to have some more sleep next week? No, because I got the kids. I'm getting the kids Friday night, tomorrow night, until Sunday morning. So, no, and we're going to have a holiday. But you know what it's like when you've got two young kids and it's a holiday and you're the only person there, the only grown-up. It's not a holiday for the grown-up.
No, it isn't. You're just doing the same thing, except more so somewhere else.
Yeah, so it's going to be really, really tiring. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, but it will be tiring. Catherine, if you could only keep one Beatles song, what would it be?
That's a good question. Oh, God, no. Why? Oh, It would be... Oh, shit. Okay, at the top of my head. All right. I'm looking through you.
Hey Bulldog, because it's kind of got everything in it, and it's one I'm not it's one of the ones I'm least familiar with. I will have heard Hey Bulldog less than most of the other Beatles songs.
So you won't be as sick
of it.
So
there's an element of new about it. James Taylor is incredible. Superb sound. What was the best concert you've been to? Well, that is tough because I've been to many, many great concerts. I'm going to put it down to two. The first time I saw the Monkees in 1989 at the Royal Albert Hall because it was just like so incredible. And the first time I saw Arthur Lee in Love at the Garage when he was still a madman. Mm-hmm. And it was so exciting because it was with, what band was it with? It was with a pickup band. I don't think it may have been Shaq the first. Anyway, it's with a pickup band, right? So it's a band that was here over at UK and they just learned songs and he kind of sat in with them.
Yeah.
And what was great was he was properly mentally ill in as much as he was unpredictable and he was loco. Mm-hmm. He was dangerous and you had no idea what was going to happen. I've never been to a concert where even the band playing didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know what the next song was, had no idea. And it did get tense, you know, it got tense. I think that was the gig he smashed someone's camera. Someone had brought a video camera and he smashed it, or a tape recorder or something. And it was, you literally had no idea what was going to happen. And there were, it's the only show I've been at where there were genuine encores. He came back on stage about five times. And you never get genuine encores. The band come back and do the two songs they've rehearsed for the encore.
Yeah.
He just kept coming back out. So I would say that Arthur Lee at the Garage.
Kiss.
Okay,
Kiss, go on. Old Men Kiss. Because I had heard legend of these people.
Yeah.
But I knew they were old, right? They're in their 70s now.
Yeah.
And they were then, weren't they? Or at least knocking on that way.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous and ballsy and camp. And explosive, literally, from the start. I mean, Kiss don't just do the pyro at the end of the concert. They start with it.
Yeah.
They start with it. And it goes on all the way through. And they were just brilliant. And I thought Paul Stanley was the best frontman ever. To the point where, you know, this is an old and very fit man, right?
He's two new hips.
He is lithe, right? The man works out. And he's still wearing those tiny little tight trousers and everything and looking brilliant. I mean, that's the benefit of the makeup, isn't it? I suppose you can't really see it.
They don't age because of the makeup and the wigs, yeah.
But, you know, halfway through it, this sort of what looks like a hollowed out tennis racket comes down from the ceiling and he puts his knee through it, hooks his leg over it and goes for a little spin around the ceiling. It was just the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I came out absolutely buzzing and I found it really inspiring because I listened to the one of the autobiographies. He's done a couple, hasn't he? When I got out and they went in there. They were always the best band in the world, even when they were not the best band in the world. Right. So they used to do things like if they were doing a little gig somewhere in some sort of, sweat pit. They would turn up the night before with what were actually just big crates painted up to look like massive amplifiers. Yeah. And they would make sure they were there before ahead of time. So it looked like they had this kind of overnight amazing road crew.
Yeah.
Actually, it was them. What they didn't want was for people to see them rocking up in their street clothes and, ambling onto the stage and then shuffling off afterwards. They were always massive, mysterious, glamorous, magic. And it's just all that kind of hocus pocus, that showbiz hocus pocus, I found really incredibly inspiring.
There we go. Thank you. What angle trajectory is the best to throw a rock in the sea? 0 degrees straight up, 90 degrees along the ground. Also, same. Well, it depends. Are you talking about skimming?
Yeah.
Do you want to skim it or do you just want to get in the water? It's kind of flat.
Yeah.
It's kind of flat. Most underrated songwriter, Ian Lee in the Afternoon. Thank you, Paul. Correct. I agree with that. Wasn't sure if the stream had frozen then or shut up. Relax show, Sofa Special. What lost me was when he did the grip. We're a little bit behind these. So, are you at the centre or just close to it? Of what? Is that a reference to something?
Politically.
Give us more information, Nick.
Do you know what that means?
Gary says, I'm looking to book a cruise. Have either of you ever been on a cruise holiday?
Hell no. My parents are on one at the moment.
I'd be up for doing it once. I'd be up for the, because it'll be a novel experience. I'd be up for it.
You know when you go on holiday.
Kids would have a great time doing it.
Yeah, but you're stuck basically on a big coach trip with your holiday, there will be a family who's your holiday enemy.
Yeah.
That have got on your tits from day one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot get away from those people on a cruise.
Harsh said, I had a CD of Ian Collins' funny bits that he released towards the end of the 90s. Yeah, he had a really thin book. Very thin. Beatles song will be Ticket to Ride. We've been having daily power cuts in South Africa for about 12 years. Okay, I'm lucky.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.